Hey, what's going on? This is Living Dead, and this is another episode of Twat Tech Radio. Sorry about the quality, I had to get a new mic, but let's see how it turns out. As I said before, I had to get a new mic, and I couldn't really afford anything nice, so this is my $7 Target mic. But anyways, on to the topic. Today I'm going to be talking about networked file systems. If you don't know what that is, it's basically just a partition on a hard drive or any kind of file system that allows you to mount it or connect to it across a network, whether it's LAN or an actual internet connection to it. I'm going to be talking about three main ones today, all of which being for Windows and Linux or Unix or BSD, whatever you want to use. But I won't be talking about OS X, though Samba may have a port to OS X, but Linux and probably BSD does have support for AppleTalk, so you may want to look at that if you're interested in doing this on a Mac. Anyways, the three main choices I'm going to give you or talk to you about are NFS, which stands for Network File System, Samba, and then SSHFS, which stands for Secure Shell File System. Basically just using SSH as a way to send data back and forth. So let's start with NFS. This is designed mainly for doing Linux or FreeBSD connections to each other and not using Windows in between. As far as I know, you can't use it with Windows, but if you want to go on Google and look around, you can go check. I mean, I've never tried it before. I don't know if you can do it or not. There really aren't many drawbacks for this besides that you can't use it with Windows and that it's not encrypted. There is no real authentication because when you set it up, you have to specify a mount point on the actual box you're doing it from, and I'll go into what you have to do to set it up also. There's two different ways to really do it, but like I said, there's no authentication. You just mount the file system, and so basically the two different ways is you can either create an NFS partition or you can use the etc exports file. Now, creating the actual partition is probably only time you want to do that is if you're setting up a server specifically designed for only using this as a file server, or if you plan on leaving this on 24/7 and using it as an actual mount point all the time, as well as if you're trying to share between multiple computers at the same time, that's probably a good way to do it. You're most likely going to want to have a lot of extra space on there, just because you're going to have a big partition, hopefully, for your file, wherever you're going to store it, because you're not going to want to have your actual like home directory or anything on the NFS. For more information on how to set this up this way, you can go look on Google or check the man page for it. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just creating a partition. And then on to the way that I do it, which is the etc exports file. Basically, this allows you to not have to have an actual partition so that you can use this. Within the exports file, you're just going to enter a few things, mainly the actual folder or directory that you want to be able to mount from a remote computer, or you're basically just going to put in there the directory of what you want to be able to share, and then possibly specify the hosts that are allowed to use this, and specify some permissions for it, what you want to allow them to be able to do. And if you want to do the look for information on this, I suggest looking at the man page. Just type man exports, and it should give you all the information you want on it, how to set it up. I mean, it's fairly simple, and it shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes to read the whole thing and set it up. Pretty much any distro you get today that's going to have package management, or even one that doesn't really have package management, should come with all the stuff required to set up NFS and use on your computer. So it really shouldn't take any hard work or anything to get it running. And then on to the other one, which is Samba. This is specifically designed for interfacing, Windows and Linux If there's a macOS one, then macOS and Linux or Windows. But basically, this is more designed for not just as a file server. There's other functionality in it, such as sharing printers. Like, for instance, if you had a printer connected to your Windows computer, which I have here because there really isn't enough Linux support for my printer as far as all the options I can use with it. You're still going to have drivers for it, but you don't have to have it connected. You can share across the Samba network. But with Samba, you can also use it to mount shares like you would with a normal Windows network. There's basically two ways you can set it up, and that's with mounting the share as an actual drive letter, which if you want more information on how to do that, check out netuse in your command prompt. There should be a help file for it and explain how to use it. Basically, you just specify the mount point and what drive letter you want to use for it, and it should put it into your My Computer there as an actual drive mounted on there. And I'm pretty sure it allows you to do that and does it for you every time you boot up your computer so it doesn't go away. But the other way, which is the way I do it, is I just have it as a normal network share, and I have it in my network places. And the plus side to using Samba is that it does offer authentication, but it doesn't offer encryption. So if you're looking for something that you want to use from a your remote network, or something you just don't trust over your home network or business network, this probably isn't the best thing for you to use. Though I don't think SSHFS, even though it's encrypted, is going to help you if you're using Windows, because I'm not sure if there's any support for Windows for it. I mean, from the site itself, it didn't look like there is, and I haven't really played with it all that much myself. But it all depends on your paranoia level and what you trust over a network. As far as this goes, though, you won't be able to share this across a actual internet connection like you would with NFS. This is mainly just for your home or business network. And then the last choice I'm giving here is SSHFS, which is your Secure Shell File System. I haven't really used this much because, really, I just don't find a reason to use it. Samba and NFS pretty much do the job for me. I'm not too worried about encryption because I'm not transferring anything really important over it. And mostly I'm just using it on secure networks, either my home network, which is all encrypted over Wi-Fi, or wired, and then using NFS sometimes in the network, or when I'm out with someone else and we just want to transfer files between computers, so it's not even over really a network. But basically, SSHFS uses SSH as a way to transfer files between it, kind of like SCP. With this, you will be able to connect from the internet over that, or you can still use it between your house. But you are going to notice a slower transfer speed between your connection. If you're on gigabit, you're pretty much going to be getting hard drive speeds for NFS or Samba. But if you go with a SSHFS, you're going to have a bottleneck there because of the encryption. So it's as fast as your computer can process the data, decrypting it, sending it back and forth. So it's not going to be going as fast. But if you're on gigabit, you're probably not going to notice too much of a difference. I mean, when I was transferring between my laptop and someone else's, we were getting 25 megabytes a second for the transfer, and when we went through SCP, it dropped down to about 12 to 14. So, I mean, you're still going fast enough that it's not going to be too bad unless you're doing huge files over the network. But this is only for LAN. I mean, if you're going through internet, I'd suggest not using SSH unless you want to wait longer or it's something that should be sent secure, because you are going to notice a slowdown there. But like I said, it's all dependent on your paranoia level and what you want to do. I mean, even for my non-network use, I still use NFS because I really just don't have anything I'm transferring that's important and needs to be encrypted. As far as resources for this, there's a few places I'd suggest, and I'll have them in my show notes. The first one is fuse.sourceforge.net/sshffs.html, which is the homepage for SSHFS. It should give you the source to it, though it may be in a repository of your Linux distribution that you have. You can compile it there if you need to. And there's some simple instructions on there of how to use it, but if you want some more involved ones, I mean, you might want to just go on Google or check info pages, man pages, whatever you want to look for. And then there's samba.org, which is the Samba website. It gives you all the information on there, their source there. It should come with a distribution, so it shouldn't be a problem. But any other information on there, you'll want to check there. And I'll post another link in my show notes about how to disable printer sharing between different, between Samba networks, because if you don't have a printer on there, by default, printer sharing is turned on, and it's really a pain to turn off because they didn't set it up right, really. As far, I mean, they didn't set it up right from what I can see. And you have to go change like 4 different options just to turn it off completely. But if you don't turn it off and you don't have a printer set up there, you're just going to see your log files spam, tons of errors trying to connect to a printer that's not there. I found how to do this on a mailing list, but I mean, there weren't really many things for it, but I'll post that in there, which is pretty useful. It's not too hard to do. Just a simple little hack with your configuration file. And then as far as NFS, you want to check your man pages for man NFS, man exports. And that should pretty much give you all the information you're going to need on NFS as far as how to set it up and use it. Like I said, I don't have any information on Macs. I don't have one. Don't plan on buying one. So if someone else wants to do it on Macs, go ahead and submit an episode for TWAT. We can do some more. This has been Livin' Dead. If you have any questions, you can email me at livin'dead@gmail.com. The email's on the site. You can get it from there if you can't spell it from here. Happy networking.
When the moment comes to pass, When the moment's ours at last, I can't deny you. Well, I said this all before, but then there's nothing I want more than to confide in you. And we can't even leave. I don't know what you're believing, because